Homeowners and businesses will receive their rates bills this week after a delay because of the collapse of Stormont. As usual, for domestic ratepayers, there's a 4% discount if they pay their bill in full on or before the discount date of the 16th of June 2017, something that the former Sinn Féin Finance Minister, Marcelo Mueller, planned to phase out. That proposal went on hold when the executive fell. So here's the question. Is it fair that those who can afford to pay their rates in a lump sum should receive a discount? Or is it actually a tax perk for the rich? Ben Laurie, the journalist with us today, as is the trade unionist Carmel Gates. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. And Carmel, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning, morning Carmel. Ben, what do you think?
Well, I actually would encourage any listeners who don't know about this scheme, and if they can avail of it, to avail of it. This is exactly what we need. People who are responsible, who have modest savings, who are taxpayers, paying their tax promptly, which is good for the government because it has to borrow less, it doesn't have to wait for the money, for which they get a modest 4% rebate.
Yeah. But you use that word
more than the 1% that they'll get in the bank.
You use that word responsible, Ben. You're not irresponsible if you can't afford to pay it.
No, no, this isn't, there's no criticism of people who are struggling to pay their bills or anything, but this is, it is quite absurd to say that this is a perk for the rich. In fact, in Northern Ireland, we did the opposite thing. We have a cap on mansions. We don't even have a higher rate on very expensive properties. So the savings are very modest. If you have a £1,000 rate bill, you'll be saving £40, but that's better than the £10 you would get in the bank at 1%. If you have a £500 rates bill, the saving is £20. That's better than the £5 that you get in the bank. So this is clearly not something that's going to benefit rich people. It's going to benefit people with modest savings at a time of low interest rates who are paying their taxes promptly. And frankly, that this has come up as something that they're going to scrap when there are really serious things in Northern Ireland where we can save money is absurd.
Carmel?
Well, I think it's another example of how there's an imbalance in the economy towards those who can afford to pay and those who can't. And I think it's wrong. I mean, Ben, I'm assuming isn't in saying that those who can't pay upfront aren't irresponsible. But the fact is that they are responsible taxpayers. It's just the fact that they can't afford to pay it all in one go. So those who can afford, and, you know, to pay £1,000 upfront for any worker now, is the idea of it is nonsense. I think we are talking about people who are well off, who could afford to pay it, and they're the people that enter the benefit. And that saving that they get is no doubt in the rates bill for the rest of us who can't afford to pay it up front. I mean, I'm a public sector worker. The notion of being able to pay my rates all in one go is it's just unthinkable. It is absolutely unthinkable. Most people are struggling. Most families are struggling to pay their rates on a monthly direct debit or to pay it off going into the office. They struggle to get the money together each month to pay it. And I think it's just another example of the imbalance. And it isn't just rates. There's only utility bills that people benefit by paying by direct debit, which means you have to have a bank account. Some people can't and can't afford to do that either. But, I mean, Ben did touch on a useful point, which is the fact that there isn't a cap on those who have properties. There's a cap, and people who have properties of over 400,000 don't pay any more than somebody who has properties below that. So,
well, it's really important to make the point that obviously most people cannot pay their rates bill in full. And as has been said, there are people struggling, trying to go out and pay jobs, pay very high tax bills, all of those things. However, there are very many people in society who have very modest savings. And what I'm actually saying is that anybody who doesn't avail of this, who maybe has life savings of perhaps even £2,000 or £3,000 sitting in a bank getting 1%, pay your rates bill in full because it's better than the money.
But this is a 4% tax perk for the rich, Ben.
But it's not a tax perk for the rich because what's the biggest rates bill in Northern Ireland? Because we have this cap that's going to be £4,000 or £5,000 or something. It's not like countries. In America, if you have a £10 million mansion, you'll probably be paying $30,000 a year in tax. We don't have that here. So these are savings that are of no interest to people who are rich. These are savings that could only be of interest to people who have modest savings. And I'm saying to those people who want to pay, who would never even think of not paying their tax bill in full, this is no criticism of the many, many people who are out working and struggling to pay all of their bills. But I'm saying people who reach a point in their life where they have modest savings, make sure you avail of this, and thank goodness it's not going to be scrapped yet.
But if it is an actual 4% tax perk for those who can afford it, because it means that everybody else is paying for it. And it's an example of how imbalanced our economy is, not just in rates, but also in taxes and in national insurance. The fact that, and I mean, I agree with Jeremy Corbyn, who is proposing to make tax fairer by saying instead of the staged increase where somebody on 40,000 a year pays the same as somebody on 150,000 a year, he's going to bring in a change where people on 80,000 a year pay more. But I would also like him to see a change on national insurance, for example. And somebody who's earning £3,500 a week pays the same national insurance as somebody who's earning £200 a week.
Okay.
So there's a lot of imbalance and unfairness throughout our economy. Workers are paying proportionately more in taxes on all issues, and on all taxes, and on utilities and so on, proportionately more, because they're running by paying into meters and paying the highest for their electricity.
All right, Carmel, thank you very much indeed. Ben Laurie, thank you.